Well, Lady Gaga's in town, and this afternoon she's at Harvard launching the Born This Way Foundation, a new anti-bullying initiative in collaboration with the Berkman Center for Internet and Society.
And right outside the Gaga event, student protesters are holding a vigil in honor of 9 students they say were bullied right out of the university by Harvard itself. In 1920, the university convened a secret court that expelled those 9 students for being gay. Today, their time in the yard group is demanding Harvard make amends.
Kaya Stern is a spokesperson for the group. She's also the director of the Prison Studies Project at Harvard at the Divinity School. We spoke with her earlier and asked her why Harvard first assembled the secret court in 1920.
So in 1920, the president, Lowell, formed the secret court in response, they say, to a suicide by Cyril Wilcox, and he had written letters that were discovered by his brother, who was then so upset that he revealed the letters to the administration. And from what I understand, it was an unrelated suicide that, because it was brought to the university's attention, they legitimized the secret court in order to root out homosexual activity.
And Wilcox was a student?
Wilcox was a student at Harvard.
So then this court gets assembled or officially created to, what, try students suspected of homosexuality?
I can't speak for Harvard, but I guess that homosexuality didn't fit the image of a Harvard man in 1920, and they were likely trying to protect Harvard's image.
Okay, so I completely take your point that you can't speak for Harvard University. But, Kaya Stern, we do know the results of the court, the 1920 court, don't we?
Yes, we do. There were 9 students who were expelled, and they were not only forced to leave the university, they were forced to leave Cambridge, Massachusetts immediately. And 2 of the students were allowed back, but the rest were not. One killed himself over the ordeal, Eugene Cummings, and he was only 23 years old and 3 weeks away from graduation.
Oh, the story of Eugene Cummings seems to be especially tragic because, as you said, just 3 weeks away from graduation, he committed suicide apparently in Harvard's infirmary.
And, exactly.
And another student apparently committed suicide later in life because the effects of this court really followed these students. What happened to the other students as well as they tried to move beyond Harvard?
So the secret court proceedings happened during the span of a few weeks in 1920, as we understand, but the rulings were carried out for over 3 decades via the Harvard Appointments Office. And this office relayed the secret court information to anyone who requested information on these students, for example, future employers, university admissions offices. And so several of the students, for example, Joseph Lombard, applied to other schools, and the dean's office from Harvard kept telling them that they were implicated in a serious affair and that they were connected to this court and were denied admission to University of Virginia, Amherst, Brown, for example, in the case of Lombard. And then there was another student, his name was Harold W. Saxton, and he was actually a graduate of Harvard, and his academic record was expunged by President Lowell. Essentially, they took his degree away to punish him, and he had trouble getting a job as a teacher after his appearance before the court.
So in 2002, the Harvard Crimson apparently published a series of articles about this secret court, and the president of the university at that time, Lawrence Summers, issued a statement apologizing for the actions of the university. He wrote in that statement, quote, "These reports of events long ago are extremely disturbing. They are part of a past that we have rightly left behind." So an apology of sorts back in 2002. What are you asking from Harvard University now?
So he apologized, but Harvard has failed to officially abolish the secret court and grant posthumous honorary degrees to the students. So therefore, we believe that they are essentially sanctioning the court's rulings, and these students have no justice until their records have been expunged and the court's decision is reversed.
So Harvard hasn't officially banished this court or disbanded this court?
No, it has not officially abolished the secret court. And so we would like Harvard to officially abolish the Harvard secret court of 1920 and reverse its rulings. And additionally, we're seeking posthumous honorary degrees, which are different from just posthumous degrees, for the 7 out of the 9 students who were expelled and not readmitted to Harvard.
And that's because Harvard has issued a statement, they did so yesterday, saying that they don't award posthumous degrees if students haven't completed the coursework, which may be the case of some of these students.
Exactly. And I want to clarify that we are not merely seeking posthumous degrees. We're seeking special posthumous honorary degrees. And it's our understanding that honorary degrees can be given to people who have not spent one day in a Harvard classroom, like J.K. Rowling or Meryl Streep, for example.
Hmm. So, Kaya Stern, what response has the group been getting?
Their day in the yard has been getting overwhelming support. Moments ago, they got an email from a man whose father left Harvard weeks away from his graduation in 1926, which was actually 6 years after the secret court was formed, and he suspects that it had to do with homosexuality. And their day in the yard, and my speaking on behalf of their amazing work, would like Harvard to launch an official inquiry into the secret court so that we can find out if there were other students that were expelled, because it appears that the court may have formally functioned longer than we had suspected.
Kaya Stern is the director of the Prison Studies Project at Harvard University, as well as a visiting faculty member at the Divinity School. She's also a spokesperson for the Their Day in the Yard group. Kaya Stern, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
There's more information on the secret court at Harvard and Their Day in the Yard, that group, at our website, radioboston.org.